Hey, this is Brendan from Rise and Shine. We are live from the NSU studios. We are doing our NSU interview for a Monday, and I'm here with Professor David Scott. He's in Communications and Media Studies. How's it going, David?
Doing very well, thank you.
We're going to jump right into it. Sometimes we talk about how to get into political science, how to get into NSU, how to do those things, but let's just give them a window into a conversation of political science at Northeastern State.
Well, one of the things that we do is that we look at, you know, government and the cohesiveness of government and our political systems. And, of course, I'm a communication professor, so I tend to focus in more on the communicative aspects. And a lot of my recent research has been looking at discourse trends in our political systems.
Yeah, I was looking over a little bit of what you sent to me. There's a lot of argument. There's a lot of division within our political system. And you think you see some trends that are worth talking about.
I do, and it's been a real challenge. You know, scholars have been looking at this, is that we've seen a decline in our public discourse over the last 30 to 40 years, and we've been hard-pressed to try to explain why is this happening, and so we've been digging through the data, looking for trends, looking for causes.
Has it helped suppress involvement as well?
Oh, sure. I think people get discouraged, you know, from our voting participation isn't as high as we'd like it to be.
Well, and some people are conflict avoidant. It's not necessarily their place where they just want to go scream and fight and yell about how they feel. They'd like to actually have a discussion.
No, and I think the lack of a constructive engagement really does turn off people from the process. And perhaps, unfortunately, even discourages people, you know, running for office because the process has gotten so nasty.
Do you think that plays into kind of the permanence of reputation right now? I feel like it's very hard to just go out there and say you're sorry or change your mind.
I think you're absolutely right. I think there's been a certain, I don't know, how do I phrase this, a certain increase of masculinity to some extent in politics in terms of identity. And I think it makes it more likely that everyone wants to be a tough guy.
That's interesting. I wouldn't associate it with masculinity, but this is going to seem like a weird tangent, but you're welcome to the show.
Oh, sure.
The movie, The Sound of Music. To me, patriarchy is communicated so clearly through Christopher Plummer's character, the father. And yeah, he's tough, but when he wants to be mopey, he's the mopiest dude in the movie.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
When he wants to be artsy, well, it's just this idea that even when there's like a flamboyant character in there, if he wants to be a little bit more, he is. It's this ability to just go, no, I know. This masculinity that isn't open, that isn't kind or soft, it's weird. It's weird to me. It doesn't seem like the right version.
No, and I think it's come to reflect a certain type of personification of politics to some extent. That,
sure.
You know, that we tend to gravitate towards people and personalities.
And even and almost the theatrics of it.
Yes.
A little bit of the theatrics. And I think, you know, we don't have to talk about just our country. Zelensky was a comedian. There's a whole level of this that I feel like if somebody just wrote it down in Times New Roman, it would look a little farcical.
It would have been hard to predict 30 years ago, but here we are.
Here we are, yeah. The Apprentice led to so much.
Yeah.
So we were talking about this, and there's also how we talk to one another. How has this larger political discourse that's over our heads changed the way that you and I might talk to each other, or you and the doctor down the street, or the mailman?
Well, I think the challenge is trying to explain why this is happening. And, of course, there isn't any one grand explanation. And I think every academic, you know, based on their discipline, takes their own orientation in terms of looking at the problem. And so as a communication professor and a media studies scholar, that tends to be my orientation. And so I've seen certain patterns, rhetorically speaking, that I think does give us some insight about how we got here.
Okay, say I'm an 18, 19, 20-year-old student. I'm doing my media studies. What am I going to learn and what am I going to apply from your classes and from the lectures? Where do we go with all this?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to understand the media landscape. And what's happened during my lifetime is we've seen an explosion of media channels. And that's forced an entire reorientation in terms of how media channels stay viable in the commercial marketplace.
Sure.
Everyone is forced to specialize. And so, I mean, just looking at TV for a second, you know, when I was very young, we primarily just had three channels.
Right.
You know, now we've got, oh gosh, you know, hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had sports and you had ESPN, which was very controversial when it first started because you have just one channel devoted to sports.
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. Oh, no. People didn't think it could be viable.
Okay.
But now we have the golf channel. We have the tennis channel. You know, we have, you know, whatever. And this is applied to all kinds of media products that to stay viable in the commercial marketplace, you have to cater, you know, to audience needs and preferences. And this has led to a lot of what we call confirmation bias,
mm-hmm.
that mm-hmm. people don't get exposed to, you know, alternative points of view. They tend to get catered to by the channels that they tend to select. And we see this in journalism quite a bit, that the old professional model of journalism has been in steep decline for a long time in terms of balance and objectivity. Now we have, you know, MSNBC, well, in what's it, MS Now. Yeah, I've got lost track of this. And, of course, Fox tends to appeal to people on the conservative end. And as such, it's kind of resulted, you know, in the polarization of society. You just don't get information that runs contrary to our pre-existing, you know, preferences and biases. And that makes us much more rigid and much more narrow, you know, in our perception.
All right. Well, go get a media studies degree and get an answer from Dr. David Scott there. That's the whole point. This is a lead-in. You've been listening to Rise and Shine in the Morning. I'm Brendan. We're going to get back to the programming. This is Lakes Country 102.1.
This has been a Rise and Shine interview with Dr. David Scott, professor of communication and media studies over at Northeastern State University. To listen to part two about his upcoming research, then you can go visit LakesCountry1021.com.